Earlier today, Steinhoff's management attended the parliamentary inquiry into the allegations of fraud and corruption at Steinhoff. And comments out of there were from the Financial Services Board saying that they are investigating two cases of possible insider trading and one of false or misleading statements relating to Steinhoff. And we also had comments out of Saab. But in this case, I'll play you some of the words that CEO Nikki Newton-King had to say. And this is from the Johannesburg Stock Exchange.
I want to assure the committee that there is extensive work and we are completely aligned with the view that the primary regulator has in relation to Steinhoff International's suspension or not to suspend it. And we are going to apply our minds separately to the issue of whether or not we will need to suspend the other instruments if the financials are not produced timeously. Our market regulation has completed its preliminary review of the trading in Steinhoff ahead of the December announcements, and we have given that information to the Financial Services Board. They are the ones that have the detailed powers of subpoena for civil and criminal sanction. Steinhoff has to still publish its 2017 results. It is indicated that it is difficult for it to do that until it knows how PwC's forensic investigation is turning out. I want to just end, Chair, by focusing on two things. Firstly, the JSE is completely committed to continuing to work with Steinhoff to make sure that the disclosures as an issuer are timeous, full, and appropriate for the investors to have confidence that there is enough information out there to rely on in order to be able to trade any day. We are also completely committed to finishing the market abuse work that and investigations that we need to do. But Chair, I want to pick up a point that you alluded to right at the beginning, which is whether or not this indicates that there is a lacuna or a failure in our regulatory schema. I'm not convinced that that's what this is showing. Fraud is extremely difficult to catch anywhere in the world. I think there is space for us to consider whether or not the checks and balances that we have already written in our law, in our governance structures, are actually working as they are intended. Do we, for instance, need to think about an increased level of engagement from people like large asset managers to hold the board accountable? How does the board hold really very strong CEOs accountable? Is there more that we should expect from these various stakeholders?
That's JSE CEO Nikki Newton-King. After the break, I talked to Sasha Planting, who's one of the journalists from MoneyWeb.